I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. 74% of the world's HIV/AIDS victims are in Africa. It's a problem that can't be ignored by Christians anymore. Book of Hope's Rob Hoskins just returned from Kenya, where he attended the International Conference on HIV/AIDS and the Bible.
The answer is not exclusively condoms, not exclusively abstinence and being faithful in marriage. But even more than that, we the church have a responsibility to plant the truth of God's word in the hearts of children and young people, because it's a heart response that's needed.
Next, ESPN has taken interest in the story of an InterVarsity Christian Fellowship student. Jason Ray passed away unexpectedly early this year, leaving a memory of enthusiasm for his faith as well as for athletics at the University of North Carolina. Ray was known for his role as mascot at UNC Games. The ESPN story features Ray's passion for life and highlights his leadership role in the university chapter at UNC. Pray that Ray's story will reach avid ESPN fans who haven't heard the gospel. And this month, City Team Ministries is celebrating 50 years of serving the poor and homeless across the United States. What started as one outreach in California has grown into a ministry that touches hundreds of thousands of people daily in the inner city. City Team President Patrick Robertson says they're more than a homeless shelter. They're a church planting ministry.
The church planters are the former drug and alcohol addicts and former prostitutes and ex-cons. And those are the ones that are starting Discovery Bible Studies and fellowship groups in our cities all across the nation.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, M&N's making available the CD Better Than Life, 10 new songs honoring the persecuted church. Your copy's available at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.